Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And today, Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joins us. First Monday of a new month for City Update. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Summer good. Is officially here. We had the summer social this weekend, so it's summer in Washington.
It's official. That's right. That's right.
You got on your sheet today.
Well, a lot of questions right now going on about the condition of the streets. Everybody knows that we had a rough winter. And just to let everybody know, ENB Paving, who is our contractor, will be starting to repair streets real soon. Our street department's already repaired potholes in about 31 parts of the city, segments of the city. And then the stormwater department is working on a culvert replacement on Eastside Park Road. So over the next few weeks, should see a lot of activity out there. Please be careful as you're driving and come upon those areas. Slow down and give the guys plenty of room to work. So hopefully we'll get a lot of street repair work done.
Anytime you talk about street repairs, everybody immediately goes to Business 50, which is the old eyesore, the old never-ending battle, the old story to end all stories.
Right.
Is there any progress at all?
We have another meeting this week. We're still working with the state. We're trying to figure out how much money we want to commit the city to, basically what it comes down to, because they want to, for years they've been wanting to give the street to the city, but we're going to have to put some money up to get it fixed up, because they won't, the state doesn't feel that they should pay all the money to fix it up, so we're going to have to just figure out what we want it to be and how much money we want to raise locally. So that's where we're at right now. So I don't want to give a deadline on when we'll get those negotiations done, but we are still working on it very hard.
And the overall big picture is, it's curbs, sidewalks. It's more than just the actual street.
Yeah, the plans that I've put together and that our consultants have put together is more than just repaving. It includes, like you say, curbs, sidewalks, ADA access points on the intersections. It includes a bike path for the major center part of it. Includes new street lights, and a big part of the money that we're going to have to come up with is to replace the utilities underneath it, because the water lines and sewer lines under it are old. We think that maybe the water line's been in there, 30, 40 years. So we've had a lot of breaks on it this past winter, and we don't want to pave it and then tear it up to fix those. So we're going to replace all those, and that's a pretty hefty price tag there in of itself. So stay tuned.
The big moral of the story, it's more than just slapping a coat of pavement on top.
Right.
Eventually,
the state will do that, but it needs more than that. Yeah. So, and there's places, as people know, it needs to be taken out clear to the base and rebuilt from the ground up, and that gets expensive too. So
just gradually been getting worse and worse over the
years.
Well,
it's been there for, I don't know, decades. So
absolutely.
Time to upgrade it.
I know, and where everybody's in it together, and nobody knows it more than you, Mayor, I'm sure, as you hear about it all the time.
Oh yeah, we hear about it all the time.
We'll get there.
And it would look better if it was all fixed up, but you're right. It's more than just put a inch and a half of blacktop on it. That'll look nice for a few years. But
what else you got on your list?
Well,
today?
We got community concerts coming up, as we were talking before we went on the air here. Gary West and his band will be at the Washington High School Auditorium this Saturday at 7:30. Get your tickets from the Washington Times Herald, and the Chamber of Commerce has tickets. You can buy them at the door. We have three. This is the second for the year. We'll have two other ones later this summer. So please attend. We would really like to keep the community concert series going, so we need everybody's support to do so.
Absolutely, and looking forward to the show this Saturday. It's going to be a good one.
And then on June 16th, Celebrate Washington. Ought to be a big event downtown on Main Street. It starts at 10 in the morning, and I believe that Mrs. Shelley Shake says she's got at least 50 vendor booths.
We were just going through them last night. It's four full blocks of vendors.
Yes.
Up and down Maine. And, of course, you got the KFC block for the drawing. So
right.
This is huge. This may be the biggest thing to hit. And every business on Maine is a part of it as well. So.
Yes. And those booths, our businesses, our individuals. It ought to be a really, really good event. It's a Heartbeat of Washington event. And but it's more than just the downtown merchants. You're right. So please come out on June the 16th. Hopefully the weather will be good. And then, of course, after that, July the 2nd to the 4th will be our 4th of July festival at the Eastside Park, and that is always a big deal. Of course, culminating in fireworks the night of the 4th. Davis County Fair is coming up between then, June 25th to the 30th up at Elnora. And Waterworld is now open, and boy, I went by there yesterday, and there it was packed. There were a lot of people there, so the kids are enjoying that.
Great family fun.
Yeah.
Well, lots going on in the city as we get into the summer months. Mayor Joe Wellman joins us the first Monday of each month for a City of Washington update. Mayor, we always appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do for the community.
Always glad to. Thank you very much. Take 5 is service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.